Let me begin today by just saying that we're here to note that USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack today announced the funding for the new National Water Quality Initiative that's directed at improving four watersheds in Nebraska. And NRCS will manage these funds that are going to be made available to farmers and ranchers in the selected watersheds. And we will do that through the assistance and support of some of those entities that I mentioned before, the Nebraska Department of Environmental Quality, Nebraska Game and Parks Commission, and the Natural Resource Districts. And we've been partnering with the Natural Resource Districts and agencies like this in Nebraska for more than 50 years, so this is nothing new to the good partnership activities that we have in place. And we're hoping that this water quality initiative just helps us carry on that good tradition of the collaborative work that we've been doing. Now, through this specific effort, eligible producers in these selected watersheds will invest in voluntary conservation activities to help provide cleaner water and for their neighbors and their community. And we all know that Nebraska stewards or Nebraska farmers are known to be good stewards of the environment, especially when they have tools like we're providing here through this initiative to help them address water quality and to improve fish and wildlife habitat. So let me name the four selected watersheds that we're talking about today. And these were identified through the input of the various state agencies, our partners, the Nebraska State Technical Committee. And the selected watersheds are the Cottonwood Creek Watershed in Saunders County, the Conestoga Reservoir in Seward and Lancaster counties, Cub Creek in Jefferson County, and the Big Indian Creek in Gage County. Using funds from the Environmental Quality Incentives Program, the program we refer to as EQIP, NRCS will provide funding and technical assistance to producers to install conservation practices such as cover crops, filter strip, and terraces in these watersheds to address the impairments and to help improve water quality. NRCS will accept producer applications on a continuous basis throughout the year in our normal programs. And for this special initiative, we will accept applications up through June 15th. And then later on this summer, we will advise applicants on the status of their funding for this initiative. In Nebraska, to address these four watersheds, we have roughly $1 million in financial assistance through that EQIP program. Next, I'm going to turn to staff from the Department of Environmental Quality and let them talk a little bit about 319 and water quality issues. So I'll give the phone to Mike Linder.
Well, good afternoon. This is Mike Linder. I'm director of Nebraska DEQ. And we're happy to be here today to talk about this water quality initiative. You know, it's, as Craig mentioned, it fits very well with what we've been practicing for a number of years in Nebraska. The water bodies that he mentioned are important to us because we've identified them for various reasons as being high-priority watersheds that are in need of additional attention to bring them back to the standards that we'd like to see. We're able to use money actually that's passed through to us from U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. It's called Section 319 money. And it's provided to states to use for non-point source water quality issues, which by and large what we're dealing with in these watersheds. So by using this so-called 319 money, we're able to leverage the funds that Craig mentioned and provide additional incentives for best management practices in these areas. We've seen these similar projects across the state be very effective. We have some really good case studies actually that we've developed for EPA that are available on their website that are similar to these projects that Craig mentioned, and I think people can expect really tremendous results. One of the strengths of this program is it's kind of a Nebraska thing. It's a very partner-rich process that we use. Sitting at the table here, you have local government entities, you have state government entities, and federal government all working towards a common goal. And like I said, by this partnership, it's incredibly powerful.
Yeah, Paul Zolik with Lower Platte South NRD, and Lower Platte South is the sponsor of the Conestoga project. And the Conestoga watershed's about 15 square miles, so it's not a huge area, but quite a bit of cropland and grassland in the area. And obviously quite a few landowners out there that have some different conservation needs, so we're really happy to have some funding assistance to help help them out. The NRD's already worked with a group of watershed landowners, farmers, acreage owners, and have come up with a plan, and these funds will help us on implementing the plan. And, you know, we're really happy that, you know, there's with the cost share assistance, the landowners are getting some benefit out of this, obviously, and also the public from water quality improvement in the lake. So we're really looking forward to that. And we've got, like I said, a number of cost share programs already set up. The advisory group was good, had a lot of good input, and we've got several applications. So now we can start the effort to line up some more applications. So we're really pleased with everything and look forward to moving on with this.
All right, thank you, Paul. And now we'll hear from Tom Mountford with Lower Platte North.
Hello. Yes, Lower Platte North is very excited, too, to be a part of this and being one of the selected watersheds in our district, being Cottonwood Creek. Cottonwood Creek extends from Wahoo about 15 miles to the northwest up to Prague, Nebraska, approximately 34,000 acres. It's about 2 to 4 miles wide through that area, 15 miles long. Cottonwood Creek has a rich history of conservation, but there's a lot more work that can be accomplished. And we, as mentioned earlier by several, we've had a long history working with partners, but primarily the Natural Resource Conservation Service and Department of Environmental Quality, combining those federal funds with state and local funds to treat the land. Cottonwood Creek started with quite a floodwater initiative back in the 1960s, and then through the early 90s, there were 12 larger reservoirs built for flood control, primarily. One of those up by Prague is a public recreation area that was established in 1990. And we've had different focuses, different targets, not only in above Checkland Lake by Prague, but other watersheds in our district. And without the partnership of Department of Environmental Quality, combining those funds with the NRCS's not only EQIP funds, but their technical expertise, we've been able to accomplish much more than we ever would have on our own. And these type of partnerships are so important. We have a lot of strong conservationists in Saunders County and many other places in our district as well, but there's still a lot of work that can be accomplished. There's probably roughly 50% of the Cottonwood watershed that's highly erodible land. So even though there's a strong conservation ethic and a lot of no-till farming used, there's still some room for mechanical practices. And we're looking at terraces, waterways, tile outlet systems being one of the major tools, along with the grass buffers and cover crops. So again, we're just very pleased to be one of those selected, and we look forward to working with our partners.
Good afternoon, everybody. Dave Clabo with the Lower Big Blue NRD. I guess we're doubly excited about this project since we've got two reservoirs that are selected in here, the Big Indian and the Cub Creek. So we're very excited to work with these partners. On the Big Indian watershed, we just completed about a $1.1 million renovation of that lake. Started back in 2009 and just rededicated it last year. Currently, we're kind of waiting for some rainfall to fill it back up so we can get the full advantage of that. But with this water quality initiative, I think we can finish some of the things that we weren't able to do in that Big Indian watershed. You know, this project includes 3 of our 9 public recreation areas, so we're excited about that. I know working with Game and Parks, those are constantly need work, and they do provide some pretty good tourism dollars, I think, for the area. Just mention a few things about Big Indian. That was the first public recreation area that was fully developed and managed by an NRD in the state back in 1974. Now about all the NRDs are into that. We started that in 1974. A few years ago, we had some outstanding volunteers that put in a 3D archery range down at Big Indian. But it's probably one of the premier 3D archery ranges in several state area, I'll bet. They'll have 200 and 300 shooters at a meet. They hold probably once a month. So we're excited about that for Big Indian. In the Cub Creek watershed, kind of a smaller area, that's, again, one of our public recreation areas. That's kind of had the distinction of having some high bacteria levels in the state the last few years. And we'd love to take a look at that and try to find that cause. And through these cost-share arrangements with our partners, I think we'll be able to address those issues with sediment and that bacteria levels we're seeing in that. One other thing, the Cub Creek watershed, it is lies in that basin is the Homestead National Monument, which you may be surprised to know is really interested in water quality in Cub Creek, and they have an extensive water quality monitoring program that they use for educational purposes and for their own benefit. So with all these partners in here, I'm sure they'll want to be part of this. With Galen Parks, NRCS, and the NRDs, DEQ, I think we make some good inroads in water quality.
This is Mark Portland, the Aquatic Habitat Program Manager for the Nebraska Game and Parks Commission, and our agency is excited to once again get a chance to work with all our partners. We've worked with each and every one of these entities at one time over the last 10 to 15 years. We've done some great projects, and we've had some learning experiences from every project we've done, so it's been a real pleasure for us. One of the things that we're excited about is that we get the benefit of all your hard work. You guys do all the work in the watershed with our private landowners and stuff. We have a great product, and the water quality improves, and we get to play with the fishery down below. So hopefully it's a dual partnership. You guys do all the work. We hope to bring all the economy back to you guys in the watershed with some multiple benefits. But we're really excited. We've got big plans with the Conestoga Reservoir. That should be a pretty positive impact to the economy around here. We'll look at fisheries management there. We've got a lot of situation there with a lot of siltation and phosphorus, but we know that we've had a pretty good track record of fixing a lot of those problems. We've had we've completed 58 projects over the last 15 years, expending about $45 million, but most of it has not been our dollars, it's been partner dollars, and this is a good example of what we're doing right here, right now. So we're excited to be involved. Once again, we'll make some great progress anywhere we work, and look forward to it.
All right, thank you, Mark. And next, we're going to hear a few comments from a producer in the area, Burdette Heining, farms near Conestoga. So, Burdette, would you like to make a few comments, please?
Thank you, Craig. I live near the Conestoga watershed and do farm several farms in that area. What I like about these programs, it keeps the soil where it belongs, slows the water down by the use of tile terraces, putting in dams to hold water and sediment, and the use of buffer strips and impoundment dams to keep the sediment and nutrients and chemical on the farm rather than in the stream. I think this is one of the best programs that the government has. Everyone is a winner, the consumer, the taxpayer, and the farmer.